Masechtas Peah, Per Gimel Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah discusses one more case where the requirement to own karka, to own land, any amount of land, even the smallest amount, is sufficient for that requirement. Mishnah Ches. Hakaisiv Nechasav La'avdei, if someone who writes as a gift all of his property to his Eved, his slave, his Eved Kanani, and he writes all of his possessions to his slave, Yatza Ben Cheren, the slave goes free because included in all of his possessions is also the ownership of the slave. And by giving the slave the ownership of himself, he now goes free. However, Shir Karka Kolshu, if in this gift that he's writing the document of giving over the gift, it's Mishar Karka Kolshu, he leaves over for himself a little piece of karka, of land, even if it's the teeniest, smallest amount, La Yatzav Ben Cheren, then the slave does not go free because, according to the opinion of this Tana, if he's leaving over land for himself and it doesn't specify in the document that he's specifically giving over the slave's ownership to himself, so we question that possibly the same way he left over the master left over property for himself, possibly he may have left over the ownership of the Eved for himself, and then the entire gift would be null and void, because as long as the slave is still belongs to the master, he can't receive any gifts. And the whole thing is being done just to flatter the Eved, to flatter the slave, but nothing's binding if there was any karka left behind for the master. Reb Shimon says, he disagrees, he says, La'ilam hu ben cheren. Even in this situation, the Eved's going to go free, even if there was karka, if there was land that was specified that was being left behind to the master, the Eved's going to go free. Achi Yomer, unless he writes, he says in this gift, the wording of the gift he leaves behind, he says, Harei kol nechasai nesunin l'ish pleini, all my possessions are going to be given over to this person, so-and-so, who's my Avdi, who's my Eved, chutz me'echad me'ribay shebehem, except for 1/10,000th of my possessions that I want to remain, that I should own it, and he doesn't specify specifically what he's leaving over. The previous case, he was specifying that he left behind karka, land. And so according to Reb Shimon, just because he left behind land, he didn't leave behind for himself the ownership of the Eved, so everything else goes to the Eved, including the ownership of the Eved. However, if he leaves something for himself, but it's vague, and he doesn't say what it is, just 1/10,000th, or something else vague like that, where it's not specified what it is that he left over for himself, possibly he's referring to the specifically to the Eved himself, and he's not giving over the ownership of the Eved to himself, so the Eved doesn't go free and he can't receive any gift. And in that case, it would be null and void. Perek Daled Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnahs over here discuss how the Peah is given to the Aniyim, to the poor people. Mishnah Aleph. HaPeah Nitenes B'mechubar L'Karka. The Peah is given over to the Aniyim B'mechubar L'Karka while it's attached to the ground. And this is how the Torah describes it. He leaves behind in his field the Peah, the part of the crop is left behind, and it's free for all. The Aniyim can come and all take whoever, first come, first serve, whoever gets it. However, bedolis, by grapevines that are on a trellis, ubedekel, and by date palms, that the dates are high up. So in these two cases, balabais merid, the owner has to actually take them down, take the fruit down off the tree, and bring them down to the ground, umechalak l'aniyim, and then he allows the Aniyim to and then he distributes it equally amongst the Aniyim. Instead of a free-for-all, he distributes it equally. And by these two trees, the reason why he takes them down is because it's dangerous for the Aniyim to climb up and fight to grab for the dates up high in the palm tree. It's dangerous to climb up. And on the trellises, they weren't meant to hold weight of people climbing them, and so it's dangerous for the Aniyim to climb up and fight for it. So the owner would take him down and distribute it equally. Reb Shimon Aimer, Reb Shimon says, Af b'chalikei ha'gezim, also regarding distributing walnuts from a walnut tree, also it was difficult to climb. The trunk was very smooth, and it was easy to fall out. And so there too, we wouldn't have the Aniyim climbing up the trees. The owner of the land would have to climb up, take it down, and distribute it. The Mishnah continues, Afilu tishim v'tisha, Aimrim l'chalik. Even if 99 out of 100, 99% of the Aniyim are saying that they want the landowner to pick the fruit and divide it equally amongst them and not to have a free-for-all grab. Ve'echadimer, and one ani, 1% says, Lavoiz, I want it to be a grab, free-for-all grab. Lezeh Shimon, to this one person we listen to, Sha'amar Kalacha, because he's saying like the halacha. The halacha is that, generally speaking, Peah is a free-for-all, first-come, first-serve, and it's not divided equally amongst the poor people in town. And so even if there's 99 to 1 that want it to be distributed equally, the one has the right to say, like the halacha, that it should be first-come, first-serve, and whoever grabs it gets it.